Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So it's our first 7-Minute Sunday of the new year. Yay! 2018 is here, and I am coming to you from inside the super spacious Toyota Highlander. So happy new year to you all, and cheers to a fearless, prosperous, amazing, and healthy new year. As I say healthy, it's sort of ironic as I spent New Year's Eve / New Year's Day in and out of bed. Craziness, I know. We'll get into that in a second. But the good people at Toyota were kind enough to provide me with the Highlander to make a trek to the mountains / snow during the holiday festivities. But that didn't happen. After Christmas, the sickness drama started, and with that, I was on again, off again, feeling good, feeling like something was going different with my body, feeling good, then feeling bad. I just didn't want to claim it as being sick, so I was trying my best to fight it, and it actually really tried to take me down, and it tried to destroy my life. No, I'm just kidding, I'm being dramatic, but it did try to take me down New Year's Eve. This is like the first New Year's Eve that I've ever been sick, ringing in the new year, and quite honestly, this is the first year that I've been this sick, period. I'll let you in on a little secret. I have never had a flu shot, and I did not get one this year. Although I've been seeing all over that the flu strain this year is quite different and more aggressive maybe than in years past, but I haven't gotten a flu shot before, and I just didn't intend on getting one this year. Still haven't got one, and I've actually never had the flu. That's another little inside tip. Have not had the flu, or at least I haven't had anything that closely resembled it, like the chills and the fever and the throwing up and the body aches and all that. I haven't had that. So I just wasn't even trying to welcome it into my world. But as I crawled in the bed 5 minutes after taking a sip of champagne after the clock struck midnight, I laid there with my body feeling achy and extremely cold and just riddled with fever and all types of nonsense. Yet, I was thinking how grateful I am to be alive. And despite the way that I was feeling, to be alive and relatively healthy. I realized that this is how people that are having serious health issues daily must feel. Like, pretty much helpless at times, because in that moment, after the clock struck midnight and I crawled into the bed and, you know, I had sipped my little sip of champagne that I could barely enjoy because I was just feeling like I need to be in the bed right now. I realized that when you are not feeling your best, everything is centered on how can I feel better? How can I feel better? But what if there's no direct solution to you feeling better? My solution was taking some NyQuil, you know, those types of things. But what if that's not your alternative? Like, what if that's not your option? What if NyQuil won't solve your problem or the ills that burden you? What do you do? You know, I've watched this last year that it claimed many lives prematurely. And I say prematurely, meaning that, you know, young people that, you know, you just didn't foresee them passing away. They didn't live into their ripe old age, you know, and it rendered this past year rendered some of the strongest people, quite frankly, helpless. From cancer to everything else, you name it, it happened and it took a hold of people and it took them down and it took them out. But even the weak are strong when they fight to do the simplest things that they can day by day. So laying in that bed, I didn't have the energy to cheers to any lofty New Year's resolutions, but instead, I vowed that as I lay in that bed, I would live every day exemplifying the strength that I have. the strength to work hard, to appreciate my good health, to appreciate my ability, and to appreciate the days that I'm given to be the best that I can be. I even went so far as to just thinking about, okay, when I'm feeling better and my strength and my energy is back, I'm gonna hit it hard when I work out, you know, all those things. Because yes, I show you guys, you know, snippets of when I work out sometimes, or I show you that the app that I use or what exercises that I did. But admittedly, I don't go as hard as I could. You know, I don't push myself over the line when it comes to working out. But as I lay there, I was thinking, you gotta go harder. You have a able, capable body, and you need to be using it. You need to get it in the best shape that you can get it in. You need to be using it to the best of your ability. You have absolutely no excuse. So these are the things that I was thinking on New Year's Eve as I lay there sick. So for me, New Year's Eve was a bit different than normal, but I definitely wanted to share what my thoughts were with you guys, because I just remember in that moment being grateful that knowing that this shall pass, knowing that I wasn't in a situation where I had some type of illness that was really taking over my body for a long-term period. So I felt grateful for that. Now, for you guys, I hope you rang in the new year celebrating life, being grateful for the good people in your life and the good days that you've had and have been granted. I know that many of you may have been dreading getting back into the swing of things last week after having time off, but just remember, be grateful for the means that you have and the ability to get up and be where you need to be and do what you need to do, because all are not able, okay? That's just something that crossed my mind. It's just like, everybody's not able. And some of the people that are sitting in hospital beds, treatment facilities, trying to recoup and things of that nature right now, they wish that they were able. They wish that they had the ability that you and I have to get out there, to chase their dreams, to do just even some of the simple things. Like, some people are not even able to feed themselves. Think about that for a second. So be grateful that you can do and that you're able. And I don't know what this new year will bring, but I can assure you that I will be operating under the expectation of continued blessings and abundance, honey. And now that I'm feeling better, I will absolutely cheers to that. So thank you for spending time with me on this 7-Minute Sunday, and I hope that you have an amazing week ahead, and I hope that you have an amazing year ahead, and I look forward to hanging out with you more on this new journey in a new year on the podcast. So thanks again, and have a great day. Take care.